You haven't had a lot of power play chances in the last couple of games. Patrick was just saying in there that he'd like to see as a group your team shoot a little bit more. Are you happy with the offense that you've been able to generate when you do have your chances on the power play?
Yeah, we've put a lot of pucks at the net, and we were working on other pieces of it. You're right. You know, I mean, I really don't feel like I can answer your question that well because I haven't seen a power play in too often or a run of them, but... No, we like where it's at. I haven't walked off the bench thinking we didn't shoot the puck enough in the power play, but I like Patrick thinking he should shoot the puck more. I'm all for that.
He was talking about sort of getting better himself and learning, and for a kid with as many goals as he has, yeah. It would be easy for him to say, I'm doing all the right things. How
right.
important is that attitude to his continuing development?
He's brought it right from day one. He understands that this is a different game. So the Jets have a certain way of playing, and then every team in the NHL, he's starting to realize that there are subtle differences with each team, and the game changes on you. And that is a learning curve for all young players. But the adjustments that we've asked him to make about the defensive structures of the league and of our team, he's adhered to those. He understands that there's more to what he'll do for our team than scoring goals. We love the goals, and that's a big part of his game, but this guy is a top six player at 18, which means he's playing against top four, top two set of D on that line, and the margin for error and what you give up against the top lines is dangerous. So those are all things that the young players or amateur players don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about. So there's a lot to kind of cram in. We've probably worked hard at not overcoaching the young man. And he's a quick learner, quick study.
What were some of the determining factors in going with Hutch today?
Mike's had a real good week. He has played well in his games. Didn't want to leave him out too long. With a 5 o'clock start tomorrow, we knew we were going to split the goaltenders. And we thought he had the right energy.
Ehlers is right at the top of the assist leaders. I mean, can you talk about his sort of vision on the ice and what he has in that line?
When Nick skates, Nick's ability, which separates him from a lot of players, is he can see things at high speed. So he can get to a real high rate of speed and then still see the ice and still make passes and make those plays. But because of his speed, he has to be watched. He has to be covered. He puts that speed backs people off, his line mates as well. We still think he's a shooter, but we do like the idea of a player that can skate and pass the puck, and with Mark who skates well and with Patty who shoots the way he does, that we'd like to see that line, each one of their assets complement each other.
What did you sense the first quarter for Brandon Tanev?
Very, very strong. He is... You know, he played four games for us last year, and we were excited about what we saw, but we understood it was at the end of the year. He's all jacked up in the first part of his NHL career, and then he came back faster, which was, we thought, hard to do. No curve on picking up the systems. He's rarely, if ever, out of position. He's got speed that can make up for other people's mistakes. We've used him. You know, you look at that line. Andrew Kopp's got a year in the league at fourth line center, and Brandon's in his first year. We use them when we can against the other team's best. He's been a real addition to Adam Lowry's game, that speed to get in on the forecheck, and Adam reads well, and his stick is strong. So we like the components of that line as well.
What's he brought to the penalty kill as well, given that speed?
Yeah, those two statistically, their numbers are the best, right? Lowry and Tanev. Again, the quickness and the good stick and his positioning are strong, so that he gets to where he needs to get to. He can force pucks very quickly on the opportunities that he has, but he's not running around or out of position to do it.
How did he respond to skate yesterday?
Well, he won't go tonight, and we're going to look at either Carolina or Minnesota. The interesting thing for us for Minnesota is we'd actually be able to get him in a practice, which is what I'd like to do, to get him out there with some chaos and a lot of bodies moving, so get him as close to a game feel.
Well, Brian Little's a little bit behind him, but it looks like he's ramping up his skating a bit.
Brian may well be the next player in, but it will still be at least another week, I believe.